Looking for truth, I found answers.
I thought I had it all figured out. Then I found purpose.
I was lost, but then I found a place to belong.
I was abused, but now I'm healed.
I was in chains, but now I'm set free.
I was bitter. Then I found grace.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, welcome to Grace Assembly of God Church. My name is Wayne Murray. This is my wife, Tracy, right over there. And we are the pastors here at Grace. And we are glad you are here today for today's service. And hopefully everybody's having a great Labor Day weekend. It's also my birthday weekend. Yeah. So if I move a little slower, if my hair looks a little different, that's why. Labor Day weekend, it's an opportunity for us to do something a little bit different, and so we chose to do it. We are combining our 9 o'clock and our 11 o'clock service into one service, into a worship celebration. And so that's one reason why today is Name Tag Sunday. Hopefully when you walked in, you put one of these things right there on yourself and put your real name on there, not your alias, not your fantasy football name, but your real name there. And in just a moment, we're going to give you an opportunity to get to know some folks and realize that you've been calling this dude John for months now, but his name is actually Justin or something. All right, but it's an opportunity for you to do that. Here's what we're going to do today. Today is going to be a worship and a communion service. We're not going to have a sermon, so to speak, although I am going to come and give a challenge toward the end of the service, but we're going to give an extended amount of time to worship in our service today. Now, why would we do something like that? Because I want you to understand that worship is an extremely vital part of who we are as followers of Jesus. I said worship is an extremely important part of our lives when it comes to following Jesus. Worship changes everything because, let me give you just a couple of encouragements about that. Did you know you were born to worship? That's why you were made. The Bible says that for God's pleasure we are created. We were created to worship God, and the enemy loves to counterfeit that and try to get us to worship other things, give our time and our attention, but we were made to worship God. And so today we're going to do that. And here's something else that's really good. Did you know that when you choose to worship God, when you choose to open your mouth, when you choose to participate in worship, the Bible says it changes the atmosphere. And the reason is because when I worship, the Bible says that God dwells where people worship. We look through the whole Old Testament, and when God gave rules for worship. Why? Because he wanted his presence to come in among his people. And today, in the New Testament era, in the area of grace, God gives us the choice to worship him. And when we do, the presence of God comes. And how many know when the presence of God shows up in a place, anything can happen? Amen? And so that's a whole lot more than just singing songs off the wall, you know, or watching this worship team and band up here do what they do. This is not a performance. This is a worship experience. The whole goal of today is to enter into the presence of God. Now, here's why, and that tells us the last reason why worship is so important, because when God shows up, he fights on our behalf. In the Old Testament, many times we see that God's plan or God's answer to prayer was worship. Instead of picking up swords, instead of picking up shields, he says, send out the worshipers, send out the praisers. There's something that works on our behalf when we invite God into our lives through worship. How many understand what I'm talking about here today? And so maybe you're new to grace, or maybe you're new to following Jesus, and this whole worship thing, you're more of a spectator than a participator. Let me challenge you today. Step across that line. Become a participator. Bless the Lord with your words. Bless the Lord with the response. And just honor the Lord today. And let's give God a chance to do something great in this house today. Are you hearing me today? Psalm chapter 95. The Bible says, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Verse 6 says, come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. Amen. Why don't you stand today? Lord God, we thank you for the privilege of coming to your house. We thank you for the privilege of being with your people. And God, we thank you for the privilege of worship. We thank you, God, that you have invited us into your presence through the blood of your son, Jesus. And today, God, we pray, would you fill this place? Would you heal broken hearts? God, would you give courage and strength? God, would you do everything that you desire to do today as we worship? God, give us courage, give us strength, give us faith to worship you, Lord God, and to take steps to worshiping you more than we have ever had before. Today, God, may your spirit fill this place. We honor you, we bless you, we magnify you, God, because you're a good God. You're our God, and we bless the Lord today. In Jesus' name, all God's people said amen. Amen. Hey, before we worship, take a minute or two. Find somebody nearby you. You don't know their name. Their name's on the name tag, all right? Take a moment and welcome them to church. Introduce yourself to them. God bless you as you do that.
promise I'll never forget what you've done for me now. Oh yeah. So how could I forget? How could I forget what you've done for me? You were faithful. You never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. You are good.
Yeah.
sing this next part real loud. You ready? Here we go. We are free. That's glad to be free, redeemed from the pit. Shout this out. We are free. Say, we are free. We are free. Say, we are free. We are free. And we have the victory. We are free. We are free, and we have the victory.
Say,
we are free, we are free, and we have the victory. We are free, we are free,
yeah,
and we have the victory.
Now somebody turn your feet loose in this house right here.
Jesus, to break every chain, to break every yoke, to break every bondage. We are free. Yeah. Woo. Drown sorrows, there is an ocean deeper than fear. The tide is rising, rising.
There is a current stirring deep inside, it's overflowing from the heart of God, the blood of heaven crashing over us. The tide is rising, rising.
Here we go.
Feel it now, bursting, bursting. drown sorrows. There is an ocean, it's deeper than fear. The tide is rising, rising.
With praise, can you hear it? The sound of heaven. sound of heaven touching earth. Spirit break out. Break our walls down. Spirit break out. Heaven come down. Spirit break out, break our walls down. Spirit break out, heaven come down.
Fall down. Fire fall down. Come on, just worship him right now. We want to go somewhere in your presence, Jesus. We want to go somewhere in your presence, Jesus. So we invite you, come in power, Lord. Come fill our hearts again till revival starts in me. Let revival start in me, God. Let revival start in me. God, it's not from the person on my left or my right, but it's me that needs you, Jesus. But if you change me, if you touch me, I know you can save our land, God. So would you change us? Would you touch us in this moment right here, God? We're ready for a fresh outpouring. We're ready for a fresh move of God. Fill this place. Fill this place. So take me to the place where your peace and your love overflows. Where my heart is set free from all the shame and guilt, chains are undone. So take me there. Take me there. Take me there. Take me there. 'Cause I wanna know what it feels like when heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. And I wanna know what it feels like for the glory of the Lord to fall. Fall on me. Lord, I want to know what it feels like when heaven touches earth and I'm caught in between. And I want to know what it feels like for the glory of the Lord to fall on me. So take me there. Take me there. Where your angels never cease to cry. Holy, where the elders bow down and cast all of their crowns at your feet. So take me there. Take me there. Take me.
Come like the rain, come like the fire. Lord, come like the wind, and come like the rain, come like the fire. Sing, come like the wind, and come like the rain, come like the fire. Come like the rain, come like the fire. Follow me, Jesus, and follow me, follow me. Would you follow me? Whoa, follow me, follow me, follow me, Jesus. Would you follow? Touches earth and I'm caught in between, and I want to know the glory of the Lord to fall on me. So take me there, take me there, take.
Thank you, God. If you think about it, all worship, when we worship God, it always leads to the cross. If you think about it, you realize that when we begin to worship God for who He is, and we thank God for what He's done, it always leads us back to the cross. Because the cross is the glory of God. The cross is where God demonstrated His amazing love. The cross is where we see God is holy, God is pure, God is just, and we see God is good. And God is full of grace. Amen? And because worship leads us to the cross, we're going to take a few moments here in this worship service, and we're going to gather around the Lord's table, and we're going to honor the Lord with communion. So I'm going to invite you to take a seat for just a moment. And if you would stay in an attitude of worship. Because when we receive communion, we are worshiping the Lord. The Bible says in Matthew 26, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, He gave thanks, and He broke it. And He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is My body." Then He took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is My blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in My Father's kingdom." I love the fact that Jesus used illustrated sermons, because how many know sometimes we just don't get it? So He took bread and He took a cup of grape juice or wine, and He said, "This is a representative of the covenant we now have between each other." The bread representing the body of Jesus and the cup representing the blood of Jesus. Now, I want you to take that piece of bread. There's a elements on the seat in front of you on the little holders of communion there. And when we hold this piece of bread, Paul says later that this is an opportunity for us to examine ourselves in light of what Christ has done for us. And so before we take the bread, before we take the cup, the command from Scripture is for us to examine our own hearts. Where's my relationship with God? How is my relationship with other folks? Is there some body I need to ask forgiveness of? Is there some things I need to make right with God? Is there sin that's hidden or unconfessed? There's a reason why Jesus said you need to do this fairly often is because we need to examine our hearts and our relationships. Amen? So while you're holding that emblem of bread in your hand, would you just take a moment and just ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you? Lord, is there anything in my heart that you're not pleased with? Is there anger? Is there unforgiveness? Is there bitterness? Is there sin in my life? Is there pride? God, is there anything that you're not pleased with? And as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, we just confess it, God. We confess to you, God. We agree with you. And God, we ask you to forgive us, purify us, wash us, cleanse us. Lord, we examine our relationships at home and our relationships with our neighbors, our relationships with our fellow believers. God, we speak to us about that. Lord, where we've been impatient, where we have been judgmental, forgive us, we pray. And God, give us the courage to make it right through the power of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we give thanks for this bread. We give thanks because we recognize that you paid a high price for us. Your body was beaten. Your back received those stripes. Your head received those thorns. For me. For healing. For restoration to the body of Christ. Today, God, we say thank you for this bread that represents your broken body. We remember you today. Receive the bread together. And Lord, we give you thanks for this cup. What an amazing grace from the cross. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Lord, we thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. You're a holy God, and we are not holy. You bridge the gap through Jesus. The God-man who didn't sin one time. Jesus, you became the sacrifice for us so that we could be part of the family of God. We thank you for this cup. And Lord, we look forward to the day in heaven when we'll gather around the body of Christ, universal, loved ones who have gone on before us, people from all over the world who are part of the family of God. We look forward to that day, that family reunion, when we will celebrate the covenant of God with your family, Lord. Thank you for this cup and all that it represents. In Jesus' name, everybody receive the cup together. Thank you, God.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until my I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Sing it again.
So I'll change.
Can I have pastors, elders, small group leaders, if you're part of a prayer team, would you come to the front here today? We're going to take some time as we are worshiping to pray for you, to pray for the needs in our church family. And so if you're here this morning and you have a need in your life, you need God to answer, you need an intervention from the Lord, you need help from heaven in some way, then we're going to take some time. I'm going to invite you in just a moment to come find one of these leaders of the church and just going to come forward to talk to them. You may not know them, and that's okay. But we're just going to agree together as brothers and sisters in the family of God, because the Bible says the prayer of faith can heal the sick. The Bible says to pray for one another. Amen? And so we're simply going to do what spiritual families are supposed to do. Pray for each other. Take care of each other. Encourage each other. Is that okay if we do that here today? You know, I'm just reminded as a pastor, every single week, we just have no idea the people who walked in, the battles you're facing, the issues that you're dealing with, the circumstances that are going on in your life. If you came in broken, we don't want you to leave broken. If you came in hurting, we don't want you to leave hurting because of the presence and the power of God. Amen. And so would you stand one more time? And if you are here this morning and you need prayer for any reason at all, we're going to continue to worship. We're going to continue on this theme of worship and seeking the Lord. But if you have a need at all, I want you to come right now. Step out of your seat right now and come find one of these leaders. And let's pray. Let's agree together for God's grace and God's power to intervene in your family, in your body, in your future. You have decisions to make. You need wisdom from the Lord. Whatever it is today, let's pray together. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Healing is here. Healing is here. Healing is here. And I receive it. Healing is here. My eyes, where my help comes from.
I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
Reach my hands, God.
I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you.
And freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. And I receive it. Freedom is here today. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. Freedom is here. I believe it. And I believe it. Reach my hands. I reach my hands to the heavens.
I lift my eyes. I lift my eyes where my help comes from.
I look to you.
I look to
yo.
declare that sickness can't stay any longer. God, your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. We all sing it. Sing, sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is. Sickness can't stay. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. For you are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Stay on that a minute. I just want to take a minute right now because I feel the Holy Spirit. And David Jones, who is our head of media, is not here this morning because his son Ben, who I believe is 6 or 7 years old, was admitted to the hospital last night. He has a rare disease called HSP, and it attacks his small blood vessels. And so they're in a hospital right now in Columbus. But I was just feeling this morning as we were getting ready for service, David, if you're watching online, we stand with you right now and we just speak and declare healing over Ben in the name of Jesus. We drive that disease out. That disease was healed at Calvary. That disease was paid for by the blood, by the stripes of Jesus. Loose your hold on Ben right now in Jesus' name. We speak it and declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every disease in this building right now has to go. Every sickness in this building right now has to go. We declare the healing power of Jesus in this place. Give God praise right now for it if you believe it. Come on. Sickness can't stay, no, oh yeah. We sing, sickness can't stay any longer. No, your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Sing it one more time. I reach my hands to the heavens. I lift my eyes where my help comes from. I look to you, my rock, my healer. I trust in you. Trust in you, Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain.
break every chain, this power say, there is power in the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus, there is power. Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
I want you to praise him right now. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, go like this. Sit on the way till the battle is over. Till the victory's been won. Just remember whatever God promised, it's yours and it's already done. So don't wait, don't wait.
hearts. Shout now. Oh yeah. Shout now. And you can't get well. Oh, my friend, don't you fret, don't you worry, because the God I serve, he never fails. So don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. Shout now. About the future, don't worry about what lies ahead, for I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor is sin begging for bread. So don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. Don't wait. Shout now.
Jesus, every demon has got to go. So don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait,
don't wait. Shout now.
Oh yes, shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now. Oh yeah,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now,
shout now. Oh yeah.
Satan, he is defeated. He's a defeated foe.
Yes, he is.
'Cause when you speak the name of Jesus, every demon has got to go. So don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Shout now.
Come on, somebody, shout now. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Better than a football game, amen. Better than the Olympics. Come on, somebody. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Now, the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, three different times, Jesus said, there is more joy in heaven over what? Lost people coming back to God. That's where the real joy is. That's when we can really shout. That's when we can get really excited, when moms and dads and brothers and sisters and neighbors and co-workers and classmates and total strangers bow their hearts and they bow their knees to the living God. The Bible says that's when heaven gets really excited. In these last few weeks, we have challenged everybody to identify three people in your sphere of influence that doesn't have a relationship with Christ and to pray for them every day. Now, we're going to bring it to a close this week, Wednesday. I'm going to ask everybody to fast and pray for 24 hours. So shout now. I mean, come on, somebody. I'm kidding. We're going to fast Tuesday after evening meal. We'll break it after the Wednesday night service. But would you give a day to fasting and prayer for those people who need the Lord? A lot of you have written those names down and put them on those crosses back there. If you haven't done it yet, you can do it on your way out. There's blank cards that you can write down three names of people in your sphere of influence that don't have a relationship with Jesus. And let's just pray for them. And let's ask God to save their soul. Because in the whole scheme of everything, that's really all that matters is eternity. Amen? How many have written at least one name down? Raise your hand real high. You've written at least one name down. With that hand raised, let's pray together for them. Lord Jesus, we're praying. We're praying for our family members. God, we're praying for our neighbors. God, we're praying for our coworkers. We're praying, oh God, for our friends. Those people we go to school with, God, we're praying that you would open their eyes to the truth of Jesus Christ. We're praying there'll be a revelation and awakening in their hearts of the cross of Jesus Christ. God, your word says that the enemy of this world has blinded their minds. So God, we pray you'd remove those blinders. Let them see the truth. God, stir them up this week. Stir them up about their soul. Stir them up about eternity. And God, we pray that whatever it takes, draw them to Jesus. Save their soul. We pray in Jesus' name. God, we know it's your will. You're not willing that any should perish. You're not willing that Darren should perish. You're not willing that Brad should perish. You're not willing that April should perish. God, you want them to have eternal life, so we're praying for them today. Bring them home, God. Bring them home, God. In Jesus' name. Use me to do it, Lord. Use me as part of the process. Give me courage to invite them. Give me encouragement to share Jesus with them. Give me encouragement to invite them to church. We ask for your help, Lord. And all God's people said, amen. Somebody give God praise in advance for the good things that God is going to do as a result of this gospel challenge of prayer. Amen. Amen. Now the tide begins to turn because the first part of the challenge was the identifying three people in your sphere of influence that need a relationship with Christ to intercede for them. And then the next step, does anybody remember the next I is? I love it when you remember the challenge. Invite. And that's what we're going to begin this week. You can go ahead and be seated if you want to. This week, I want to encourage you to invite somebody to at the movies, which is going to begin next Sunday. And walk across the room, walk across the road. Just have a conversation, invite somebody to church. A little bit later, our ushers are going to pass out some invite tickets if you haven't received those yet. Invite somebody to church. We're praying that in these next four Sundays, that all of those people that you've identified, you'll have invited them to at least one of those Sundays. And each of these services is directed at unbelievers, people who are away from God, people who need Christ. You can invite anybody, really, but it's really going to be targeting people like that and giving them the hope that is found in the person of Jesus Christ, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? You never really know the power of just one invitation. We've been showing you the last few weeks testimonies of people whose lives have been changed just because somebody invited them to church. And so we've got one more story I'd like you to watch. Watch the story of Osa and Linda.
Hi, my name is Osa Mari. This is my wife Linda, and we've been attending Grace for almost 1 year. We came to Indianapolis, and we wanted to plug in into a family of God's children.
We're fortunate to be invited during one of the series for, I think it was at the movies, my son Joshua coach had invited the players to attend service. Incidentally, we had just moved here. We had tried a couple of churches. So we came to Grace, very first time. We just fell in love with it. I think Pastor Wayne had been talking about his trip to East Africa. So I went home really excited, spoke to my older son, Christian, about my encounter at church today, and I took him to the small groups, and I happened to have talked to Pastor Wayne in the hallway.
Myself and my wife, we've been to other churches, just basically trying to plug into a place where we believe will be conducive for our family. It happens that day, when the pastor was preaching, it just captivated our heart. And we both look at each other and say, hey, this is our home and we're going to come back. And we truly believe that it's the best environment where we can raise our children. So it's really been a wonderful opportunity to meet with the people here, and they have embraced us as part of the Grace Assembly family.
Everyone who I meet from the pulpit actually preaches the word of God, and they are followers of Jesus Christ. But there was just that connection, because I could identify with lots of things, you know, just from my background and just from the faith that I share and I try to live by. So for me, that was actually really key. We actually ran into, I think it was Pastor Garrett and Connie. So they had walked over and said hello to me, and they asked me, I said, well, we're relatively new. Today's our first day here. And they had also shared that they were also new pastors today. We've been coming since to Grace, and found some ways. You know, I think I appreciate Grace for the opportunity it has provided me to be in the background and also serve.
We fed at home, and when the pastor was preaching, I thought he was on fire and really captivated our hearts. And I told my wife that this is the place we want to come, and since then we've been coming in here.
I did 101, 102, just really trying to figure out what's my gifting. So I'm in the care group as well as the prayer ministry. So I kind of do that in the background. So it's actually something I really appreciate about Grace.
I think one of the things that has really been close to my heart is getting back to reading my Bible every day. And I think the 1 year's Bible has been really a good way to do that. When I'm on the road, I have my Bible with me. And I start my day with that. And then when I'm back home, when I come to the church and listen to the word of God, is the fuel that I need to go out there in the real world and basically deal with the issues of the day. This is home. And there's no better place to be than being in the midst of God's children. The plan that I have for myself in the future is basically to be plugged in into the activities of the church, and that will give me the fulfillment that I really want to have in the ministry.
I just don't think my reward will be complete until I can add soul winning to what the Lord has called me to do. So I see Grace as that conduit for me to be able to get there.
Being from Africa, coming to this country and not knowing anybody when I came here, and people reach out to me, and that is very, very important. As we meet people from other countries that are not from here, we want to reach out to them and basically let them know that there is a place where they will feel welcomed, and that is in the house of God. When you don't have your brothers and sisters or family members around you, and so that has been a blessing. So I really appreciate this church for being a part of that, winning souls for the kingdom, and definitely want to be a part of that.
Amen. So, last year at the movies, our first time doing that series, somebody passed out flyers not yet, buddy. All right, thank you. Somebody passed out flyers to local football teams, and they got an invitation, and that's how this family ended up here, just by a simple invitation to a football-themed service. You see the power and the strategy of this, how it works? And so I want to encourage you to do your best to invite folks to come. Four Sundays, next Sunday, The movie that we're going to be using is Rudy. I watched it again this week. I cried again this week. And it's just an awesome encouragement about not quitting. And so Rudy Rudiger, the real Rudy, is going to be here next Sunday. And we're going to have a free tailgate after each service. Hot dogs, hamburgers. Invite everybody. It's a football-themed service. If you want to wear football stuff, that's okay. It's called Grace. The second Sunday is Finding Nemo. And there's going to be a kids' fair after each service. Elementary kids are going to join us for that service. It's going to be a great celebration. And we're going to be talking about lostness and how God the Father finds us through His Son, Jesus. The third Sunday, Captain America Civil War, we're going to talk about conflict. And I know no one in this room deals with conflict at any level at all, but we're going to talk about where conflict comes from, how to resolve it, and ultimately how we need peace with God through Jesus Christ. And then the fourth Sunday is Captain Phillips. We're going to talk about what it means when you get attacked by the enemy and how God helps us win those attacks. So I want to encourage you to invite people to be part of these services. Our ushers are going to come now, and we're going to receive God's tithes and our offerings. This Wednesday night is a prayer and volunteer rally for At the Movies. And so I encourage everybody, even if you don't typically attend Wednesday night, join us as we come together to pray. We're just going to share more vision and strategy about making this effective and sharing our faith. So I encourage you to join us on Wednesday night. So thank you so much for doing it. And just a reminder that today, when you're giving to the Lord, you're investing in reaching lost people. And how many know there's only two things that will last forever? There are only two things that will last forever: your soul and the Word of God. And when we give today, we're investing in both of those things: the Word of God, investing in the souls of men. And those are the only two things that will last forever. And so thank you in advance for your giving and for your faithfulness to the Lord in doing that. We depend as a church on everybody who attends our church to be a biblical giver. A biblical giver is a person who gives the first of their income to the Lord through the church and gives offerings to missions and to building funds and things like that. So thank you for stepping up and being a biblical giver. We appreciate that very much. Now, let me share with you, next Sunday, when we come to church, you're going to see a giant LED screen behind us. And the reason is because several families from our church stepped up to pay for it. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And so individuals who I had a conversation with, they say, we believe in what God is doing. We believe in this whole speaking the culture's language of media and things like that. And so I'm very thankful for those that have stepped up to help us give. I do want to let you know it's about 75% paid for. And so if you'd like to help out, all you got to do is mark building fund there, and we'll believe that it will be 100% paid for, okay? It's going to be delivered this week. And so we look forward to that and just speaking the language of this culture, the greatest message of all time, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So thank you for your giving. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving to the Lord. Go ahead, everybody. Ushers, thank you for serving us today. Let me see. I'm trying to see if I haven't remembered or if I've misremembered. All right. I think it's it. So, hey, down in front. We have an updated trailer for At the Movies that our media team put together this week. I think you'll like it. Watch this.
Be a master builder. May not have a lot of experience fighting. Leading.
You shall not pass.
Thank you.
All right, I want you to do your very best this week to invite, bring people with you. Be ready to welcome new people next week. Arrive early to church, all right? And if there's somebody that you don't know their name, just introduce yourself to them, because even if you're fairly new, they think you've been attending here for 20 years, all right? So let's do our best to be friendly, welcoming, and let's believe that God's going to do miracles through the month of September. Amen? Amen. There's items in your bulletin you want to be aware of. Remember that the Women's Bible Study begins this week. You can pick up your materials in the hub on the way out. I am wearing a Cross Fitness shirt. This is from Alexandria, Egypt. And many of you invested in the Live Dead project there. And so today is your last day to buy one of these shirts on your way out. And all the proceeds go to help win people with a Muslim background, to win them to Jesus Christ. So it's a great opportunity for you to invest in that. Why don't you stand one more time? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May God lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May you walk in the favor and the blessings of God. May God's peace and presence rest on your house. May you win souls to Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. We love you. Have a great weekend.